This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All-Star Weekend for the NBA. Been some ups, been some downs, been some all-arounds, if you know what I'm talking about. But truth be told, I do love All-Star Weekend. It's a special time. You see all these great players get together. So hopefully the All-Star game itself is pretty spectacular and pretty special. Don't expect to see any defense because in the NBA, as you know, Mike Wilson, defense is optional, and it's actually not even optional. It's pretty much non-existent. So if you're expecting defense, please go do something else because you're wasting your time. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well, man. You're exactly right with the All-Star game, and I think people just forget it's an exhibition. So, you know, you gotta think about that a little bit. But I'm with you. I do like All-Star Weekend. It's a lot of fun. To see all these great players just kind of buddy up and, you know, recruit each other for everybody's team.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Speaking of that, college basketball, pretty exciting. Tennessee goes down to Kentucky, so we'll get into that and a whole bunch more. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and over-designed. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Alongside me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is, at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. And at this time, like we always do, we're going to jump out to the phones, hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who you can also find on Twitter. John, tell people how you can find yourself on Twitter, and obviously, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well, thanks. My handle is at 12JohnPoulter.
Well, John, we're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some hockey, because obviously, it's that time of year, man. Pitchers and catchers started reporting, and obviously, hockey is in full throttle, as we all know, so I'm going to leave it in your hands. Where do you want to start, hockey or baseball? What do you want?
Well, let's start off with the hockey. It's kind of in season. Baseball is a little bit of a carrot because we've just had the teams report this week, and there are sometimes some things to think about at this time. But hockey is the season right now. Continues to be the Tampa Bay Lightning just running away with this thing, 15 points ahead of their nearest rival. Overall, Calgary in second place with 77 points, Tampa with 92. But probably the most interesting thing we've seen in the last week is the change in the standings, and they're very subtle changes. For instance, we've seen Boston overtake Toronto for second place in the Atlantic Division. We've seen the Pittsburgh Penguins fall out of the playoffs, and the Carolina Hurricanes move into the playoff picture in that second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. In the West, we continue to see this race between Calgary and San Jose in the Pacific Division. Both teams currently tied at 77 points. The only advantage there is that Calgary's played the one less game. Minnesota Wild continue to hold on despite the injuries and the loss of their captain, Kaivu, for the last half of the season, I guess, or the last quarter of the season. He's gone with knee problems. That's going to be a huge hole for them to fill. Makes them have a huge decision next week at the trade deadline. You know, do they completely sell this thing off, or do they try and buy something or on a rental basis, or preferably somebody with term to keep them in that playoff hunt? It's a team that's getting a little long in the tooth, so some key decisions to be made there. But maybe the best race in the whole league right now is for that second wild card spot in the Western Conference. Minnesota currently holds it with 60 points, but Vancouver, Arizona, Colorado, and Chicago are all in that mix with 57 to 59 points. So a lot of those games are going to start to get important, and it's going to be very interesting to see over the next 7 to 10 days how these teams jockey at the trade deadline and decide whether they're buyers, whether they're sellers, or maybe they even want to stay put and hang in there with what they've got.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down the NHL at this moment in time. And, you know, you and I did talk a little bit about the potential of the trade deadline coming up and how these 31 teams or 32 teams, whatever it is, are going to go out there and figure out whether or not they're players or they're you know, buyers or sellers, however you want to put it. And with the way that things have happened over the last week, it's amazing how, you know, you may have been thinking one way, leaning a certain direction, but all of a sudden you may have a little bit of a change of heart.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, a classic example would be the Boston Bruins. If we'd had this conversation a week ago, I would have said to you that Boston was a very, very much a buy team because they need some more scoring. But all of a sudden, they've passed Toronto for second spot in that Atlantic division. So, you know, maybe they don't need to strengthen themselves so much. The St. Louis Blues, a month ago, we'd pretty much given them up for dead. All of a sudden, they've won 9 in a row and find themselves in the playoffs. So a lot of things can change. A month ago, I would have said St. Louis was a prime candidate to start selling some players, trading for the future, trading for some youth, trading for players with term, lesser salaries. But all of a sudden, they may have a chance to get in there. Then, of course, you got to look at it from the other standpoint. Are you a team that's satisfied just to get in the playoffs and maybe have a first-round exit? Is it worth spending a future draft choice to shore up your team just to get in and play one round? So an awful lot of decisions to be made. These GMs are going to make their money in the next 7 days.
John, good morning. This is Mike. I've heard this bantied about a little bit. People, you know, when it comes to the Stanley Cup, who wins the Stanley Cup? Are you going to take Tampa Bay or are you going to take the field? What would you do? Are you taking Tampa Bay that this is kind of a foregone conclusion, or are you going to take the rest of the field that makes it to the playoffs?
Well, good morning, Mike. It's a very interesting question, and I guess we've kind of touched on this a little bit before, and you know, I have to be impressed like everybody has with what we've seen from Tampa Bay this year. As I mentioned, 15 points clear at the top of the league, or 16 points clear at the top of the league. I mean, that's a humongous margin to have at this time of the year, but Tampa Bay has always been an offensive team, and the style of hockey they play is very entertaining. It's fun to watch. It's very effective in the regular season. But I have to wonder just how effective it's going to be in the postseason. And I still have this feeling that Tampa Bay is going to go out and shore themselves up defensively or find a defensive forward that can play in a shutdown role against another team's top line. I still see something happening there. But they're very close to the cap. It's a very young team. They've got players that they need to pay down the road, so they obviously don't want to give up any chunk of the future for present-day success. But they are very clearly the class of the league right now. Personally, if the teams do not change and Tampa's not able to add anybody, I'd take the field right now, quite frankly, because I think there's probably another team out there that's a little bit stronger defensively and will find a way to stop Tampa Bay in a seven-game series.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf alongside Mike Wilson, always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thoughts and opinions encouraged and welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hey, John, let me ask you this. The Washington Capitals, they're in the mix. They're hanging out. They're 71 points or so, right in the mix with, the majority of the teams. Not like Tampa Bay, like we're talking about, who's way ahead of the field. But do you feel like they're a team, obviously with what they did last season, winning the Cup and the experience that they have, not being, you know, one of the top tier teams necessarily, but in the middle there, could they be a team that can once again turn it on come playoff time?
Yeah, very definitely, Andy. They've got to be in the mix. But, you know, their window is open right now. But quite frankly, there's no guarantee that's going to be the case an awful lot longer. there's some holes to be patched up on that team, specifically in the bottom six and on the back half of the blue line. So they've got to do something, but of course they're another team that's not exactly salary cap strapped, but they don't have a lot of players that are at the inexpensive end. So they don't have an awful lot of things that they can move, but they've got to find some way to spend some money and tweak that lineup a little bit. Otherwise, I think they're going to have a problem.
Again, those Mike, go ahead. Why don't you jump back in?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I'm just looking at Tampa Bay being so far ahead, and I'm just, who's the team that's going to challenge them? And I mean, really, I mean, I don't see the Islanders in that conference challenging them. I don't know if they get challenged until maybe they have to play in the Stanley Cup with Nashville or, you know, possibly Winnipeg. But you know, who is going to be that team that, you know, that can match wits with Tampa Bay? I mean, it just seems like Tampa Bay is just, they're the Golden State Warriors of the NHL right now.
Well, I think you have to look at it two ways, Mike. Clearly, they have to get out of the East, and if and when they do that, they have to face the West. So let's look at the East first, because that's the first bridge they come to. If Pittsburgh gets hot, if Washington gets hot, I could see either one of those teams challenging Tampa. I could certainly see Boston challenging Tampa for the reasons I outlined earlier, that Boston has always had a reputation as being a pretty good close-checking, tight-checking team. They've got good goaltending. I can see them figuring a way to stop Tampa Bay over a seven-game series if all the cards are in the right place. But I think that probably Tampa Bay's toughest opponent is going to come out of the West, and that's providing that the Western teams don't beat each other up to death before they get to the final. We may see a very tired Western Conference team playing a very well-rested Eastern Conference team. But I have to look at Winnipeg, I have to look at Nashville, I have to look at Calgary and San Jose as being four very strong teams, all of which are solid defensively, all of which could give Tampa Bay a pretty good run for their money in a Stanley Cup final series. So while Tampa Bay would have to be the favorite based on their record so far, I by no means do I see them being home and free at this point.
I agree, John. Hey, great stuff. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll switch gears, talk a little Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Underway, Brad Marchand driving after the puck, controlled by the Habs, flipped ahead for Domi. One-on-one, Max Domi waits, Petrie drives the net, Domi still with it. Domi, wrist shot, stop, rebound, scores! Jeff Petrie, what?
Do this play. They'll try the other side of the ice. He's got Giroux, who just plays it ahead toward the empty net. Matt Reeves-Dyke finishes it for the hat trick. 7-4 Flyers as the Hats cascade down.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Machado pinwheels the bat. Nobody on base, two men out. Bottom of the ninth, 5-1 Red Sox. Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1. They win the World Series 4-1. And the Red Sox become the first team in the 21st century with four World Championships. Can you believe it?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with John Poulter. Get at all of us on Twitter. You can get at John. It's 12, the number 12, John Poulter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk some baseball. Let's talk whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be baseball, but that is what we're going to be talking right now. And obviously, we heard those highlights. You have the World Series and great stuff for Boston. And I got to think that they're right back in line to do it once again, John, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, they're a major candidate. You know, they won 108 games last year, and I think they only lost three in the postseason. And they certainly didn't look to be getting any weaker. They still haven't really resolved their closer problem. Craig Kimbrell, a free agent that was allowed to leave, and he's still unsigned. So there's always that possibility that they'll find a way to sneak him back in there. But frankly, he wasn't all that effective in my mind in the postseason. So I have to wonder if maybe they've kind of decided they want to move on from him regardless of whether he's available or not. But that, to me, would be the only issue that the Red Sox might look at. And perhaps a little bonus there is if Dustin Pedroia ever comes back and can play at anything close to the level that we're used to seeing him play. I mean, I think he's 35 years old, so clearly he's not going to play 162 games, and he's not going to play any games at peak level because he's just getting to that point in his career where injuries seem to be taking over. But second base is still a weak spot on that team. If he could come back and play at even 70% of what he's capable of doing, they're a pretty formidable team. So clearly they're a team that's right in the mix, but the Yankees won 100 games last year. The Astros won 100 games last year. The Atlanta Braves won 90 last year and have one of the top farm systems in the game. So I think there's a lot of teams that are going to give them some push. The Dodgers always seem to be there. Clearly the Dodgers are a team that has lots of money to spend, don't seem to be afraid to spend it, although they have been a little bit more fiscally responsible in the last few years along the lines of the Yankees. But at the end of the day, the Dodgers are still an awfully good team, and you have to wonder the competitiveness in that National League Central is going to produce a pretty good team, whether it's St. Louis, whether it's the Cubs, whether it's Milwaukee. All three teams have a very good chance of winning the pennant in that division. And the National League East has strengthened themselves tremendously. I mean, we've seen the Mets do some nice things. We've seen the Phillies do some nice things. The Braves, as we mentioned, had a great season last year, and there's no reason to believe they won't do the same this year. So I think there's a lot of challenges there for the Red Sox, but clearly they'd have to go in as the favorites right now.
So when we get to this free agent market, what's been, you know, everybody's talking about Bryce Harper, Machado, are they going to go to, who's going to go to Philly? You know, that, I mean, that's the latest rumor. But, I mean, what is your opinion on the whole Bryce or Manny going to Philly thing? And then who's been a free agent signing that's kind of flown under the radar that you thought was a quality signing?
Interesting questions. In terms of Harper and Machado, I think it all comes down to dollars, Mike, to be very honest with you. I think baseball, as we all know, is now a business, and I don't think any business, be it in sports, industry, or whatever type of line of work you're in, I don't think teams want to, or operations, businesses want to spend that kind of money now on one asset. So I think that's going to be a big factor. Have they priced themselves out of the market? Yeah, maybe they have, because clearly no team that really needs them on the field to turn a franchise around is going to spend that kind of money on one player, because you have to surround him with several other quality players. And everybody has a budget. The teams that are already successful probably already have high payrolls, don't want to see them go too much higher. And these guys are looking for big dollars and long terms. And Harper's quite young, Machado's quite young, so they're perhaps a little different than some of the free agents we've seen in recent years. These guys are at 24 and 25 years of age. Their prime years are probably still ahead of them, whereas in the past we've seen free agents at 29 and 30, and you're signing guys that are going to be playing till they're age 36 and age 37, by which time they're going to break down. So these guys are a little bit different. But, you know, it's not unlike last year when you look at it. The names are bigger to some extent, and the contract demands are bigger. But, I mean, you know, this time last year we looked at Jake Arrieta wasn't signed, J.D. Martinez wasn't signed, Eric Hosmer wasn't signed, Greg Holland wasn't signed. These guys all signed during spring training and had pretty good seasons. So, yes, we've got more names this year. Yes, we've got bigger names. We've got Harper, Machado, Dallas Keuchel still isn't signed, Kimbrel, Marwin Gonzalez, and Mike Moustakas would be sort of the names that immediately come to mind. All teams, all guys that could turn teams around or solidify teams that are already in contention. But I just think it's the dollar issue, and I'm just not so sure that teams want to spend that kind of money anymore. They're all starting to become a little bit more fiscally responsible, and frankly, as a fan, you know, and as an everyday working guy, I find that rather refreshing, because these signings are just driving the price of tickets way, way out of line. And you sit back and think about the fact that 30 years ago you could drop $10 or $20 and get a pretty good seat at a baseball game. Now $10 or $20 barely gets you into the bleachers. So I think to bring the fans back, we've got to bring these payrolls down a little bit. And I know that the players' union would argue tremendously against that, but quite frankly, it has to become a working man's game again. I think that that's probably one of the things that we're seeing here, is that teams don't want to spend that kind of money on one player.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, as he always does, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let me ask you this, John. You brought up a lot of interesting points there, and I was trying to figure out a great segue, and I don't necessarily have one at this point, but you mentioned a bunch of big names. You mentioned a bunch of big dollars and Harper and Machado. And now I got to bring up CeCe Sabathia. Is this guy a Hall of Famer first and foremost? He's mentioned that 2019 will be his final season. And would 2019 maybe be what could put him over the hump to get him to the Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure on his individual accomplishments he's a Hall of Famer. He's certainly not a first ballot Hall of Famer in my mind. he may be a Hall of Famer, and if the Yankees were to win it this year and he was to go out with another world championship, that would certainly add to his resume. I think he's been a quality starter. He's faced adversity both in his personal life and his baseball life, and he's overcome it on both occasions. So I would have to think that there's probably some sentiment for getting him into the Hall of Fame. On sheer numbers, I'm not sure that he qualifies, but the game has changed so much. I mean, it used to be that there were certain benchmarks, 300 career average, 500 home runs, 300 career wins, those kinds of things. The game has changed so much that there are now new benchmarks in place. Sabathia is obviously not going to hit any of the old benchmarks we talked about in terms of pitchers. The game has changed so much. So, you know, where do we set the bar now? And clearly he's in the conversation, but whether he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, I would have to say no. If he's a potential Hall of Famer, another really good season might do it for him, but he's probably going to be pitching out of that fifth spot, so he's not going to have an awful lot of limelight. He's going to miss a few starts. He's been a little bit brittle the last little while, so he may find himself on the injured list a little bit. I'd have to say he's borderline, Andy.
Okay. Hey, John, appreciate your time as always. You know that, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care.
Alrighty, folks, that was John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he always does. It's the number 12, John Poulter, on Twitter to follow him. And we're going to take a quick pause for the cause like we have to, and then we're going to come back, and I think we may get into some college basketball. R.J. Barrett had a triple-double, only a second time, I believe, in Duke history. So we got to get into that and a whole lot more. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And the 3-2. Deep drive, left field. Backfield, looking up, see ya! A long three-run home run for Gleyber Torres, and the Yankees take a 4-2 lead. The pitch, high fly ball, right field. Springer back, he's on the track. He leaps, see ya! Tie game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave, even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world. I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here comes Forrest up the near side off the high screen, dribbles to the middle of the floor, and the pass to MJ Walker to left corner's bobbled, and then back to Forrest on the near side. Gives it up top to Savoy. Savoy dribbles to the left. Over to MJ Walker. Middle of the floor. Goes down low. It's deflected by Matthews. Picked up by Robinson. Abdur Rahman in the open floor. Alley-oop to Matthews from the right side. A two-handed jam.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about it, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, we had some interesting things happen in college basketball on Saturday. We had number one go down to Kentucky, and I'm not too shocked or surprised. I mean, they were playing at Kentucky, and Kentucky, you know, obviously very up for that basketball game, but makes the SEC a little bit more interesting with that loss for Tennessee, going down 86-69. And Kentucky played a complete game. I mean, you got to give them credit, bro. At the end of the day, Tennessee's a good basketball team. We know that. You've talked about them. I've talked about them. They've got that veteran leadership, guys that have been around the block for a while. Kentucky, a lot of those one-and-done type kids. And, you know, this was one of those big games where the young guys got the better of them that time, Mike.
Yeah, they did. And that is probably the best that I have seen Kentucky play all year. Like, they had it going in all phases of the game. I mean, they were following up missed baskets with dunks. They were getting the ball out in transition. They were rebounding. They were defending. And Tennessee looked a little shell-shocked yesterday against Kentucky. And some people called it an upset. I'm not really calling it an upset. The game was at Kentucky. It was at Rupp. Kentucky's no slouch. You know, I guess you maybe call it a minor upset, but it was a great game if you're a Kentucky fan. And I had a friend of mine who went to Kentucky, and she was there, and she was texting me all game, telling me just how lit Rupp Arena was yesterday. So last night. So it was one of those things where it was great.
Look, I mean, I would say it's an upset in the sense of number one went down to number five. It's not an upset in the sense of number one was playing at number five. Like you said, Rupp Arena, Kentucky, they were jacked up for that game. And ultimately, this was an even basketball game. So it's not an upset in the sense of where this game was played. It's an upset in the sense of number one went down to number five. So that's it. And speaking of that, number two, Duke, wins pretty easily against NC State, 94-78. But what happened in this ball game is R.J. Barrett, his triple-double, 23, 11 rebounds and 10 assists. I think it's only happened a couple times in Duke history. So, you know, I've said it numerous times. I think this kid is ultimately the better all-around player than Zion, but Zion is going to be that number one pick. He's that guy that everybody's looking at all across the NBA, all across the globe in general. They're looking at him to be the number one pick, but R.J. Barrett, man, oh, man, that's a hell of a second fiddle, man.
Oh, it absolutely is, and he's impressive to watch. You know, being a big guard like he is, and he can shoot, he can defend, he's long. I mean, he's everything that the NBA is right now. They want every guy to be big, tall, long, especially on the defensive end. But you're right with Zion. Zion's box office. So, you know, Zion, as talented as he is, like you said, I mean, he doesn't have the all-around game that Barrett has. But the one thing that Zion has that Barrett doesn't have is box office. And that's what NBA owners are after in drafting these top draft picks. Are they going to put butts in the seats? Zion's going to put butts in the seats.
I think what's special about both of those guys, and it's really unique, is that they both come at you with their strong hand being their left hand. And I think that that in itself is very difficult for people since we live in a righty world. So the fact that they can do it to you on that side is really tough. And then Zion can dunk on you with his right or his left, so it doesn't really make a difference. He's got skills on both sides. And you know, what I was impressed with him is his closing ability and the fact that he was way across the floor. I think it may have been against Virginia. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember exactly the game, but he's way across the floor, and his real responsibility is to go after the guy that's cutting into the basket, but yet he's able to close that space in enough time where he jumps out to the shooter who's all the way out at the wing shooting a three-point basketball shot from there, and he closes to that and somehow blocks the shot. So I'm impressed with the amount of space that he can cover in such a short amount of time. But in general, both these guys, extremely special, being lefty and the way that they can handle the rock, it's just something that in the righty world, we just aren't used to or aren't accustomed. And another thing we're not accustomed to is seeing Gonzaga being in the top four in the country for this long. They do it year in and year out, man. You got to give Mark Few a lot of credit for what he's done with that program. And another guy that's doing it similar to the way that Tennessee does, keeps guys around for 3 and 4 years, Mike Wilson. They just keep winning. They keep helping themselves bolster that resume for March Madness to keep them in line for a number one seed.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Mark Few does a tremendous job up there in Spokane with his Gonzaga Bulldogs. And it's surprising to me that Few hasn't been approached more publicly with bigger jobs around the country. So big kudos to Few. The question with Gonzaga, and it's always going to be the question with Gonzaga, is, you know, their lack of competition. I mean, they're 25-2, but who do they really play? I mean, they have to play who they have to play, but, you know, when it comes tournament time, you get up against some of this top competition. Gonzaga, you know, the experience that they have kind of comes into question a little bit, but, you know, out west here, Gonzaga might be the only team we can hang our hat on in terms of a West Coast team making any inroads in the tournament come March.
Yeah, because obviously the Pac-12 is struggling profusely. Not a lot of good teams there, but Gonzaga, man, and Nevada. Let's talk a little bit about them too. They could be a surprise, and they're a team that's out here on the West Coast too. I guess you can give Nevada and Gonzaga some love, but let's keep it rolling. Virginia, they get a victory over Notre Dame. I'm not too shocked about that. Obviously, Notre Dame's struggling. They're not the powerhouse that Virginia is. Virginia is a pretty good basketball team, hanging on to number four in the country. And the thing that scares me, Mike, about them year in and year out, it's nothing that's changed. It seems to repeat itself. They're a great defensive team, but offensively, they're challenged, and they have trouble scoring the basketball at times. So Virginia, a very good team, but once again, they're the only team that was a number one seed to lose to a 16 seed, and it's because they have trouble scoring the basketball.
Yeah, exactly. I think they've moved on from that one out, you know, getting beat by a 16 seed. I mean, at some point it was going to happen. You know, it's just unfortunate Virginia was that team in their case. But what are your thoughts about Michigan? I know you kind of mentioned them a little bit, but I don't know whether to trust that Wolverine team or not. They're just kind of an enigma to me.
Look, I think Michigan's good. Obviously, you know, I mean, they're well coached, pretty disciplined basketball team for the most part. They play pretty solid defense. Every team in the Big Ten knows how to play defense. You know, they can lock it down. And I think what does separate Michigan and maybe Michigan State from the Wisconsins or the Marylands of the world is that
they do have guys that can score the ball. And I know they didn't score a lot of points against Maryland. They only put up 65, but they're able to hold Maryland to 52. And I think that when you have that kind of separation, it's a little bit more so than Virginia, where they won 60 to 54 over a team like Notre Dame, who is one game over 500. Maryland is ranked in the top 25. So when you make that comparison, this is a better victory, at least in my humble opinion. And again, I do think Michigan has guys that can score the basketball. Matthews, Simpson, those guys can put the ball in the basket. And, you know, when push comes to shove, I like the way they're coached. I like the way they play defense. And they're a top six team in the country, Mike. So don't kid yourself. Michigan is a good basketball team. And again, I think what separates them and Michigan State is not only do they have the ability to lock you down defensively, they can put it up on the board as well. So that's what makes those two teams, in my humble opinion, a very tough out come March Madness time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, just making it being a tough out for your opposing team. And then look, we got at number seven, we got Nevada. To me, they're in the same kind of box as Gonzaga. They're 24-1. I mean that's awesome. But once again, who are they playing? I mean, how much trust do you put in the Wolfpack of Nevada there, Dorf?
Well, I think here's where the trust comes with teams like Gonzaga and Nevada is the fact that they've been there before. Nevada coming off of a very strong season from last year, a really fun run for them in March Madness. If you forgot that the two twins, those guys went out there and they obviously played really, really well. The Martin brothers, they went out there and they played fantastic. So those guys have some poise. They've got the ability to put, again, Nevada can put points on the board, man. And I hear what you're saying. You're playing the teams like Wyoming who are awful. You know, they're well under 500. And what you have to do against teams like that, Mike, is exactly what the Wolfpack did. They go out and they win 82-49. So it's not like they're escaping these games. They're winning these games by big margins. So ultimately, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, these games aren't close. They're going to other teams' places, and they're winning by 30, 32 points, 33 points. That's a good basketball team. And yes, there's something to be said about competition, but you also play your schedule. So they're going out there, they're handling their business, and they do have the Martin twins who can go out there and score buckets for those guys, and they do have that experience of that really good run that they had. So that's where my trust comes for teams like Gonzaga and Nevada.
Let me ask you another question. You don't mind if I rapid fire question at you? So we got, hey, look, with Kentucky winning last night, Tennessee in terms of the SEC, you know, they come back to the pack a little bit. LSU goes into Rupp Arena earlier in the week, right? And they get a controversial win, you know, maybe it was basket interference or it was in the cylinder. What are your thoughts with LSU?
I like LSU. We've been talking about them week in and week out. That's a good basketball team. They can win on the road. They can win at home. They're 11-1 in the SEC, just like Tennessee now. So, like I said to you, that loss by Tennessee to Kentucky makes the SEC that much more interesting. They won a tight one against Georgia, you know, and you got to wonder, you know, like I just gave credit to Nevada for being able to go out there and take care of their opponents. LSU hung on to a victory over Georgia, a team that is awful. They're 1-11 in the SEC. But again, you have to give them credit for being able to hang on in that situation too. So again, man, it's basketball. It's sports, Mike. Teams that are supposed to win sometimes win easily, and teams that are supposed to win sometimes win in a tough one. But hey, it is what it is. And I know I got to take a break, so we're going to do it. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Cincinnati, the highest remaining seed remaining, but they're in trouble now. Bearcats inbound with 9.1 to go. It's inbounded to Broome into the front court. 6 seconds left. Driving, lost the dribble, got it back. Down the floor to three, turns on the baseline. Shot rejected. Ball loose on the floor. Ball game over. Nevada's going to the Sweet 16. The ball came loose right on the baseline. And Nevada has completed an amazing comeback. Down 22. The Wolfpack are headed for the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2004.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Can always get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Can always hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, hour number one has flown by like it always does. We did talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about some NHL hockey, which is that season is flying by just like every other season does, to be honest with you. And then we talked a little bit about baseball, which is on the horizon, as we know, everybody kind of reporting here to the the new season as it's coming here. As you know, we both know we have a great view at it, looking up and close and personal for us when we get to see it in our backyard for spring training. But our number one in the books, our number two on the horizon, man. And we'll talk a lot about the NBA All-Star Weekend if that doesn't bother you, bro. Is that cool?
Doesn't bother me. And let's not forget, college baseball has started already. You know how I feel about college baseball.
Yeah, you and your thieves,
man. Let's not forget about that.
We got to get out of here. We're going to do it. So hour number one in the books, hour two coming up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Well, woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Resolutions in both the House and Senate are being prepared disapproving of President Trump's decision to declare a national emergency as a way to get funds for a border wall. On Fox News Sunday, White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller defends the decision.
This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus. Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here. And if the president can't defend this country, then he cannot fulfill his constitutional oath of office.
The president plans to take $6 billion from the Department of Defense to help build the wall. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan tells reporters he's now reviewing exactly where those funds would come from.
Very deliberately, we have not made any decisions. We've identified the steps we would take to make those decisions. This is the important part of that.
President Trump has called on Europe to put captured Syrian ISIS fighters on trial as the U.S. continues plans to withdraw forces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
New information is being released about the attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett. Chicago police questioned and released two suspects in the case, their lawyer, Gloria Schmidt.
My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case.
According to a CBS Chicago report, Smollett allegedly promised to pay his two friends, who worked on his show, $4,000 to stage the assault. ABC Chicago reports Smollett's attorneys released a statement late Saturday saying the actor is angered and devastated by claims that he staged the attack. Authorities say four people are dead and a suspect is in custody after a domestic dispute in Mississippi led to a fatal hostage standoff. Clinton Police Chief Fort Hayman says two small children were inside the home during the standoff.
They were released and they are safe and out of harm's way.
According to Fox News, a sixth grader in Lakeland, Florida was arrested this month after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The 11-year-old was charged with disrupting a school function and resisting arrest without being violent. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Following that shooting at a Henry Pratt Company warehouse in Aurora, Illinois, where a fired worker killed five people and wounded several others, CEO Scott Hall spoke to reporters about the incident and steps his company plans to take.
In Aurora and at all of our locations, we are offering counseling and other employee assistance programs. In the days and weeks ahead, we will be reviewing every aspect of this tragedy and the steps we need to ensure this horrible incident is never repeated and we're assessing if there's anything we could have done or could do in the future.
The U.S. Air Force has begun flying tons of humanitarian aid to Colombia on the Venezuelan border in hopes that it'll eventually be released by the regime in Caracas. John Clemens reports.
C-17 cargo planes from Homestead Air Reserve Base in Florida arrived in Cucuta, Colombia, with enough aid for thousands of people. Mark Green, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, says there's more to come.
This is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Venezuelan Socialist President Nicolas Maduro is blocking the aid from the U.S., saying it is not necessary. I'm John Clemens.
Australia has its third shark attack of the year. A 41-year-old local man was bitten on the leg off the coast of New South Wales. He was able to return to shore, where he was taken by ambulance to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, good evening to you. I have no clue what time it is for you people that are listening to me all over the world on Sirius XM Channel 211. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Alongside my tag team partner in crime, I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. It's All-Star Weekend. If you've been impressed with the weekend so far, let us know. If you haven't, that's kind of where I'm at, to be quite honest with you. The dunk contest these days, not really all that much happening. It's a joke, if you will. The three-point contest, it was cool seeing Steph Curry go down. Not disappointed about that, so that was kind of cool. Ray Allen can still play as far as I'm concerned. He can still give you 10 good minutes, Mike Wilson. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're welcome with us. But good morning, Mike. Welcome in, my friend. How are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, you're right with a lot of that stuff concerning the All-Star game. The dunk contest isn't what it is, but it's been that way for a long time. But it's always kind of fun to watch, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, man, we want to get your thoughts, your opinions. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Pigskin Opinion from Mike Wilson. Let's get at it, people. A lot to get into, whether it's NBA, college, Major League Baseball. You know that's just about to get going, too. We got you covered. Get at us. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. We'll be right back.
Do
you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice, smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. A 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip. A rich lathering shave gel. A travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Geber, sent you harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Needs to cover ground. Valanciunas did not continue on the roll. He had James lurking. Back door. And Anobi slams it down. Oh, gee.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
Yeah. I know that Mike Wilson is in. Everybody's in with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And we're talking NBA because it's All-Star Weekend. As you all know, the weekend events have been going on since Friday, and you know, you've had some ups, you've had some downs, you've had some great performances, you've had some poor performances. I think you've had some good shows, some bad shows. And what I mean by that is the dunk contest is no longer a show. It's a joke. It's a bunch of no-name guys who nobody knows, and then somebody winds up winning almost by default. They can't make dunks on the first try. It takes them three efforts to make a dunk. And by the third time, ultimately, to me, Mike, it's not the same as if you were to just go in there and bang it out the first time. The only guy that was able to do that was Diallo repeatedly in the dunk contest from Saturday night. He could continuously do it on the first attempt. Everybody else couldn't make them. And again, you don't know who these people are. I think that the dunk contest in general has lost a lot of It's lack, it's luster. And when you don't have the best players, like you and I were just talking about, the LeBron James of the game, the high flyers, the Giannis Antetokounmpos, who you want to see, man. I'm sorry, but back in the day, that's the difference. And we have this conversation all the time about who the GOAT is and who the greatest of all time is. To me, to be the greatest of all time, you have to give back to the sport in a major way. And that's what Michael Jordan did. That's what the greats of the old days used to do. When it was All-Star Weekend, they didn't go run and hide. They didn't try to get rest. They were out there. They were entertaining people. Why don't the greatest players in the game today feel that obligation? And that's the word I'm going to use. I think it's an obligation to give back to the fans and the people that give so much to you that help pay those unbelievable salaries that you're getting in today's world. So I think when we talk about the GOAT conversation, to me, there's a lot of things involved with what being the GOAT means. Mike Wilson, what say you?
I'm gonna ditto what you just said and mention a few players here. And Dr. J played did the dunk contest. He did the All-Star game. He didn't run and hide. And like you said, he was there for the fans who, you know, in a way we pay their salary by going to these games. David Thompson. Did you notice that David Thompson was one of the dunk contest judges last night? He's still giving back to the NBA, to the game, to the fans. And for those of you who don't know David, you know, the original Skywalker there, you know, you got to look him up. Kobe's done it. I don't know what LeBron's issue has been over the years with this. There's a part of me that says he's a little scared. Like he don't want to lose. He doesn't want people to criticize him. And granted, he gets a lot of criticism. But I'll give you this: if LeBron would do the dunk contest one time, that would probably be one of the highest rated dunk contests that the NBA has ever seen. If he would just do it one time. Kobe did it one time. Michael did it multiple times. Dominique Wilkins multiple times. And you and I could go on and on. Larry Nance and Dr. J. And, you know, you get these big guns in there that people know. They know their names. I'm even going to throw a name out there that should have been in the dunk contest. And he comes from, you know, my favorite team, the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown would be a great dunk contest participant. People would know him. Just because he's on the Celtics and he has a little name for himself. These other guys, like last night, I was telling you off air, the only person I knew their name right off the get was Dennis Smith Jr. Like these other guys from OKC and Atlanta, I don't, who are you? Like, have you done anything of significance, you know, in there? The NBA has, if they want to get the slam dunk kind of popular again, they got to, I don't know. They got to do something. I don't think they can require these guys to do it, but they got to incentivize and make them feel like you said, like it's an obligation to give back to the game, which has given them so much in terms of fame and fortune.
You know, speaking of that, I don't know if you happen to see from the three-point contest, the bet that was made between Steph and Seth Curry about who would wind up winning that. Did you know what the bet was by chance, Mike, or no? Yes or no?
I don't know. I heard of the bet, but I heard they were betting. I just didn't hear what they were betting about.
So here's the bet. The bet is that the loser had to pay for their brother's family to watch every one of their games that they play against each other and pay for it for the rest of their NBA careers. So that's a pretty cool bet between the two brothers. pretty cool. And obviously Steph won. I think Steph made 16 points in that first go, and then Steph Curry made 27. So Steph ran away with it. And that, if I'm Steph, I make that bet all day. I'm sorry, but I make that all day. And I'll make that bet twice just about every day if I'm Steph Curry against his brother Seth. And that's not taking anything away from him. He can shoot the rock too, but doesn't shoot like his brother Steph. So I thought that was cool. And, you know, you have those little things that are cool about the All-Star Weekend. But let's get into that GOAT conversation for a moment, because I feel like it's been thrown around a lot as of late. And you hear people talk about this guy being the greatest or that guy being the greatest of all time. And I actually think the argument is somewhat stupid and somewhat foolish, because you can't be the greatest of all time. There's always going to be somebody bigger, better, and stronger than you at some point. So maybe we need to change this GOAT argument to being the GOAT of a certain time or being the GOAT of a certain era, instead of being the greatest of all time, because the games are always changing. The people are always changing. The times are always changing. So I actually think it's somewhat unfair. I think it's cool. I think it's fun. But I think that's about it when you think about saying what the GOAT truly is. Let's say you're the greatest of a certain time or the greatest of a certain era. How do you feel about this, Mike Wilson? Am I crazy? Yes or no?
You're not crazy, because you and I talked about this the other day, and you and I were level-headed and on the same airplane with this in terms of this. Because I have always thought that this is a stupid, stupid discussion between people who just need something to talk about. Because let's face it, when you and I were growing up, I don't think there's one person that's going to argue that Michael Jordan wasn't the greatest player of our era, that when we were young guys or younger, that Michael wasn't the greatest. You go back to when, you know, our dads were growing up with the NBA, and they might have a couple of different players. You know, Kareem's probably thrown in there when he was with the Milwaukee Bucks, and, you know, when he was with the Lakers, and, you know, there's probably some Celtics, Bill Russell of that era, Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, you can't say that this person's the greatest of all time because of the reasons you just said. There are different players and that had different styles, and the NBA had different styles when you and I were growing up. And you're almost discounting all the players. Like the people who want to say Michael, that MJ is the greatest of all time, they're discounting David Thompson, Dr. J, Kareem, all those people back in the day that came before him. And Michael even says that himself, that, you know, I'm not saying that I'm the greatest, but you're discounting all these people. So, you know, with that being said, you know, after the break here, we'll keep up with this GOAT conversation between Andy Dorf and myself. So stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
All right, folks, keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Love the people that check us out on Facebook. Love the people that listen to us on Sirius XM channel 211. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was. Let's talk about the weekend that is currently going on. 1-800-878-7529. NBA All-Star Weekend. All-Star game is going to happen. Who's winning, East or West? Who do you care? I mean, will there be any defense being played? Because at the end of the day in the NBA right now, defense is optional. And I'll even put a pretty big asterisk on optional. I don't even know if it's optional at this point. You just don't play it because that's just the way it is. You want to score. And teams are scoring at a ridiculous pace this season. I would have to think, Mike, I haven't looked it up yet, but I would have to think that the all around the league this season has got to be one of the highest in the history of NBA basketball. And Chris, I agree with what Chris just said. Andy Dorf is the GOAT of sports talk radio. See, now that's an argument that you can make, and I will absolutely agree with you because – no, I'm just kidding, people. You know what? That's also a preference. You may like whoever. I don't know. Everybody has different tastes in who they like to listen to as far as sports radio goes, music, whatever. You may think a certain band is the greatest. But the truth is, when you're talking about sports, I think it's a fun argument. I think it's cool to do the comparisons. But let me ask you this, Mike. Did anybody else in the history of the game of basketball, other than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, have a shot that was ultimately impossible to block? So how is it possible that maybe Kareem isn't the greatest of all time? Or has there been anybody to score 100 points in a game other than Wilt Chamberlain? I mean, I know Kobe got close. He got 81. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can do some crazy things, man. People can do some miraculous things. So to say somebody's the greatest of all time, no, man, you're the greatest of an era. You're the greatest of a certain time period. Get over this. Get over it.
I would absolutely agree. You know, and it's kind of funny when people want to make the championship, you know, how many titles they got. Look, Jordan was 6 for 6 and all that. Well, hey, you know what? Bill Russell, he can put one of his rings on his toes. So if you're going to go by the championship moniker, then, you know, you got to look at Russell. And then you take a look at what LeBron has done, you know, 8 or 9 straight finals appearances, and, you know, which has never been seen. And, you know, I think you and I are right with this, that it's the greatest of all time, of an era, not of all time, but of an era. And you and I were talking about it earlier, you know, that we wouldn't disagree that Michael, and I saw Michael play once with my own eyes. Yeah, the guy was the best that I'd ever seen with my own eyes. And then you mentioned, hey, you know, have I seen Wilt on videotape? Yeah, but that's not the same as, you know, kind of looking at it live. So I don't like how people just dismiss the players that came before. That does bother me, because their games, like Michael Jordan said, Jordan has said multiple times, look, I patterned my game after David Thompson. I took some stuff from some of the Celtic greats. I took some stuff from Dr. J. I took, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to say that the greatest of all time is Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan doesn't even want that argument, because he said, look, I would be discrediting those guys that came before me that added to my game. And Kobe kind of does the same thing. So, you know, I think people have to get off this high horse that, you know, there is the greatest of all time. There isn't. There's the greatest of an era.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, and it's funny. I think you mentioned something that I totally agree with 100%, is that you forget about the people that played before you. And a perfect example of this was during the week, you know, I'm watching First Take, and obviously we know the cast of characters there, Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, and, you know, Max is all over the Larry Bird bandwagon, and, you know, Stephen A. is sitting there knocking Bird and, you know, saying, oh, he didn't have handles, he didn't have this and that and the other. Well, I'm telling you, it made me go and check out an old school video of Larry Bird from back in the day. And I couldn't disagree with Stephen A. more. The dude had an all-around game, which is something that's a lost art in today's game. You know, you have guys that are 7 feet tall that are running the floor and shooting the rock. But they don't dribble the ball the way that Larry Bird used to dribble the ball up and down the floor and was actually expected to be a playmaker at times for his team, not just a finisher on the break, Mike Wilson. There were many times that he was leading that break for his team. The guy could throw the ball around his back with his right or his left hand. I mean, so the difference to me is that back in the day, those guys were fundamentally sound. Their skills were sharper than the skills of today's guys. Can today's guys do things maybe better than they could back in the day? Sure, one particular thing. But do they play the game overall the same way that they did back in the 80s or the 90s? No, I think we can all see that. And if you can't, then you're blind, or maybe you're just too young. And like I'm saying, you haven't seen it and you've only seen it on video. So what I'm trying to say is it's interesting how players from yesterday get disrespected. And Larry Bird is one of those guys that is absolutely disrespected. I mean, how is Larry Bird or Magic Johnson not on your all-time NBA All-Star team? How is Kareem not on there? Again, Stephen A. has somehow fallen into this new generation of this younger time and totally forgotten about those players from back in the day, because that was completely disrespectful. And to be quite honest with you, somewhat embarrassing, man. I'm sorry, but dude, how do you not recognize the greatness of Larry Bird and those guys like Magic and Isaiah, the pioneers, man, like you're saying, that laid the groundwork for the guys like LeBron that are playing today, the Steph Currys of the world? And don't get me wrong, they're fantastic. But wow, man, the disrespect for the guys that played in the 80s and maybe the 70s and before was uncandid, Mike. I'm sorry, but it was uncandid. Did you see any of that this week, yes or no?
I did not see any of it. I know that you and I have talked about it quite a bit. And let's not forget, you know, supposedly if Bird didn't have any handles, he wouldn't have played an NBA game against the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland, and he told everybody he was going to do it. He played that game left-handed. He played the game freaking left-handed with his offhand. How many players are going to play a game on the road with their opposite hand the whole game?
Great point.
I don't know who's going to do that this time around, this generation.
Hey, you're right. And if I'm not mistaken, the dude had 27 points at halftime playing lefty. So, yes, man, you're 100% correct. That there is nobody that, again, the fundamental skills of those guys back in the 80s and 90s, you just don't see it in today's ball player. And they all, like, we talk about, hey, this guy's a two-way player. They were all two-way players back in the day, man. So the thing about today's game is you have specialists. You have guys that come in and they're a three-point shooter. You know, this is a guy that can drive to the basket, but he can't shoot like a Ben Simmons, right? Or a Klay Thompson. He's a spot and shoot guy, man. He's a catch and shoot guy. He doesn't need to dribble the basketball. He runs around picks. I would compare him to Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller was similar to that. Klay Thompson is today's version of Reggie Miller back in the day. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. It's a yes. You know, and then, hey, look, another catch and shoot guy, Byron Scott. You and I could go on forever and ever about different players from different generations. And we talk about LeBron would have been good in the 80s. Michael would have been great today. Magic would have been great today. Bird would have been great today. Wilt, Russell, Dr. J, David Thompson. Like, there's not a great player from the past or a great player from now that would be great in any time period. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, man, look, at the end of the day, man, it's just, it's unbelievable how we forget about those people before us, and even the guys that are on TV or the radio talking about this stuff. We got to take a quick break. We're going to do it, pay some bills. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
That's a lot of pull.
Yep.
Chris Paul, off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
Giannis, right to the middle, right to the rim, and one. Beautifully done. Giannis just said, I'm going to take that in there, and the foul is on Jokic.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave, even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world. I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is, the NBA All-Star Weekend. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We've been talking a lot about this GOAT conversation, and I kind of want to put it to bed because I want to talk about some other things, obviously, in the NBA. We'll keep it there, Mike. But before we do that, you can always check me out late night. I start the 3 hours of live talk radio for us here on Channel 211. I started off at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go till 1 a.m. So check us out late night. I do it live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with my man, Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. And again, late night, catch us 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when we get started. 3 hours straight live talk radio. Gotta love it, people. And you can always get at us at 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, let me ask you this. Second half of the NBA season, well, not really the second half. I mean, it's way past. We're like almost 60 games in, which is crazy when you think about it, because very little time left in the NBA season. But with that being said, Milwaukee Bucks, best record in the NBA at this point. Giannis with a great opportunity, a great chance for him to be the MVP of the league. Bud, Coach Bud, maybe a great chance for him to be the coach of the NBA this year. So a lot of good things happening there in Milwaukee. But with that being said, Golden State, we know how good they are. Toronto's really good. Boston, I think, is going to be a tough out. A lot of these teams did make moves at the trade deadline. Whose moves do you think were the best, and whose do you think maybe might come back to bite them in a way?
Boy, oh boy, that's, you know what, and you and I have talked about this just between us, you know, at lunch or something like that. But the Bucks made the move for the guy from New Orleans,
Mastarevich.
Thank you. I can't get over how good of a fit that is for him. I can't get over how big of a fit that is. Great of a fit for the Bucks. The guy can shoot it. He's an offensive threat. Because let's face it, Coach Budenholzer, or however you say his name, his offense isn't all that complicated. I mean, it's kind of, you got your shooters on the perimeter, and then you kind of let Giannis kind of do his thing. And when they collapse on him, he kicks it out to one of the shooters. And if he kicks it out to the new guy, look, he can nail it from downtown. He showed in New Orleans that he was a good complement to Anthony Davis, that he made teams kind of scheme for him as well. So with that addition by the Bucks, man, right now I think your Bucks win the East. I just do. They have enough guys on that team that know their role and they're comfortable with that role. They're okay with the freak being the guy, but they also know that they have a role on that team. If they're a shooter, if they're the guy off the bench that provides the defense, if they're the rebounder, if, you know, whatever it is going to take, I think your Bucks eventually come out of the East. And I think, to me, the Greek Freak is the MVP. He has been there all year long, okay? Harden hasn't been there all year long. Granted, yeah, Harden's on a freaking tear like we've never seen, and I get why everybody's just slobbering over him. But if you want to look at the MVP, and this is the way I've always kind of looked at it, you look at the totality of the year from game one to game 82, okay? You can't argue that the Freak hasn't been there from game one to game, I don't know, whatever it is right now, game 60 or whatever it is, for his team. And the impact that he's made on his team, it's just sick. And if he doesn't win the MVP and Harden gets it, I understand why, but I'm still going to think that Giannis would have got robbed. I really do. I just really do.
All right, so let me kind of come at you here. I mean, and I'm not going to disagree. I do like the addition that was made there in Milwaukee. I think it was one of those deals where chemistry wasn't broken. You were able to keep the chemistry without having to get rid of players. So I like that. Don't get me wrong. And talk about catch and shoot guys. There's another catch and shoot guy for you too. Also another stretch five. So you know, you got Brooke Lopez and you got this guy that can stretch the floor for you. The thing that concerns me a little bit about Milwaukee is they haven't won a series in Milwaukee in a long, long time. I know they took Boston to seven last year, losing to them on the road. Hopefully the difference for them this season is the fact that they do have home court advantage throughout the whole NBA playoffs. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how that's yet to be determined. I think the additions that Philadelphia made, you know, Tobias Harris, just another guy that wants to take big shots. What does that do to Jimmy Butler, though? Does he get upset about not getting the ball in big moments? You know, there's some questions. But the limit there, the ceiling, I think, for Philadelphia is extremely high, Mike. Is Boston better without Kyrie Irving? I mean, they seem to play a little bit more free, a little bit more relaxed. So ultimately, I think that the East, yeah, I give a slight nod to the Milwaukee Bucks, but I'm telling you what, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of teams that could put it together and could be very dangerous. So I don't think it's an easy out. And I think that that's also something that people before the season started, oh, the West. And don't get me wrong, the West is pretty good. But if I'm not mistaken, the two best records in the whole NBA are those in the East between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. So, look, at the end of the day, who cares about the East if you're in the West until you get to the finals? And who cares about the West if you're in the East until you get to the finals too? Just go out there and handle what you can handle, which is winning basketball games. Milwaukee's done the best job of that this year at the best rate, at the best clip. Will that continue? We'll see. And yes, I agree with you. Giannis for MVP at this point, for sure. What James Harden has done has been a one-man wrecking crew. The guy has been unbelievable. Can they win like that in the postseason? I think that's the bigger question. And I think we've seen time and time again before, no, you can't win like that. So he's going to have to change his game at a certain point. But it sure is fun to talk about a guy scoring 30-plus points and doing something that greats in the past like Will Chamberlain, you know, we talk about some of those greats. That record that he has of 67 straight or something like that of 30-point-plus games is unreal. It's unreal. It's unthinkable. So the fact that Harden has been able to do it 30-plus, hey, I give the guy a lot of credit. but he doesn't play a lot of defense. Nobody plays a lot of defense in the NBA today. So I think it might almost be a little easier to get that accomplishment in today's game than it probably was in yesterday's game. But again, man, there's some amazing things going on. I mean, would you not want to play with Damian Lillard? I mean, let's be honest. I would love to play with Damian Lillard, right? I mean, so at the end of the season, when he's a free agent, like, can you see him going to L.A. to play with LeBron? Like, I'm trying to figure out why LeBron wanted AD so bad. There's so many guys that you could put alongside him that would be complimentary. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I think speaking of that, do you think L.A. makes a second-half push? Can they make the playoffs, Mike? I don't think so. And I went on record before the season. I said I don't think L.A. makes the playoffs with LeBron going there this season. Do you think L.A. can make the playoffs?
Well, L.A. is going to have to make a push beyond pushes because they're going to have to win out of their last, I don't know, I think it was like 25 games at the time that I heard this. They're going to have to win like 18 or 19 of them. To have a shot at it. And I don't see that happening. I just don't. LeBron doesn't have shooters around him. He has these young kids who've never done anything and never been involved in a playoff push at all. So I'm with you with the Lakers in terms of them not getting to the playoffs. And it wouldn't exactly break my heart if the Lakers didn't make the playoffs as well, because I've never been on the Laker bandwagon in any shape or form being a Celtic fan. So, you know, they cannot make the playoffs as long as they don't make the playoffs. The one thing that you mentioned was, you know, Philly. Okay. Philly, you know, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. I think there's some things out there with Jimmy Butler now that has some concerns with some NBA execs and coaches. When he was in Chicago, okay, he wasn't on his best behavior. He was kind of disgruntled. When he goes to Minnesota, same thing with he was having some problems with the young kids. Philly, there's been talk that, you know, he's been questioning his role, and now you got Tobias Harris, who just wants the ball. The kid can play. This kid is legit. He's no joke. And if Philly lets Butler go and just lets him walk, I could totally see that happening. And Tobias Harris being that third gun for Philly and being a young gun. So, I mean, there's lots of things with Butler in the offseason. I mean, I was a big advocate a couple of years ago of getting Butler on the Celtics. Now, with all this other stuff comes out about him in terms of being a teammate and stuff, I question his leadership skills, you know, and how good of a fit he would have been in Boston. Would he would have caused, you know, some problems? There's all sorts of stuff that's underlying a lot of these teams that we don't hear about a lot because, one, they're winning, and winning kind of masks all that kind of stuff. We haven't even talked about Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is the third seed in the West. This is probably the best version of Westbrook that I have seen. He's passing the ball more. He's getting, and you can make the argument, and I've heard this all over the place, that Paul George is the MVP of that team. Okay? I mean, like, the last couple months, the guys have been flat out balling. And with Westbrook, I mean, he continues to get his triple doubles, but he's dishing the ball more because right now Westbrook can't hit water if he was in the proverbial boat. I mean, he just can't shoot right now, and PG is picking up that shooting for that team.
I'm going to make the argument that Westbrook could be the MVP. I mean, we're talking about a guy that is going to average a triple-double for three damn years in a row. Dude, like, this is ridiculous. The guy's coming off of 11 straight triple-doubles. PG-13, to be quite honest with you, I feel like Russ has had to change his game more than anybody. All that has happened there is he's – Paul George finally feels comfortable. Paul George has had more 40-point games there than he did in his whole career, I think, you know, in Indiana now. And believe me, he's playing fantastic. But people want to make the argument that Paul George is the MVP. I can make the argument that Russell Westbrook, once again, is the MVP. Three straight years of a triple-double? Are you kidding me? We don't talk about it enough, man. We are not talking about that accomplishment enough. And I hear the music, so I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We're going to come back. We're going to give our final thoughts. Is it Team LeBron or is it Team Giannis? Who takes it? And then, obviously, as we always do, parting shot time. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
He's control here. Outside, Westbrook has that triple-double. Westbrook into the books. His 100th career triple-double, and that's an over and back.
That should be an over and back. You're right. And as Detman controlled that rebound, Russ should get a rebound on this. And folks, it's in the books as Russell
there
Westbrook.
Are Thunder fans standing in pockets around this building recognizing that Westbrook has entered a special place in history with his 100th career triple-double.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Here, you might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time today here on the program, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I come back to do it all over again late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have 3 hours of live sports talk radio at that time, so definitely check us out late, check us out early, check us out whenever. And you can always check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. check me out on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. Check Mike out. It's Pigskin Opinion for him. NBA All-Star Game. Mike, we got to get your thought on who's winning, who's the MVP, and then your parting shot, my friend. So you're up on all that stuff. Go ahead.
I am taking Team Giannis, and I'm going with Giannis, the Greek freak. I don't even know how to say his last name. I always screw that up. But I'm just going to go with Team Giannis, and Giannis is the MVP. My final take is this. You got to tip your hat to the NBA, and you got to tip your hat to FIBA, the Euro League Basketball League. They are extending a basketball league, a 12-team league, to Africa to expand the game, 12 club teams, and it marks the first time that the NBA will be a part of an operation outside of North America, bring the game to the masses, and they are bringing it to the masses in Africa. Kudos to FIBA. Kudos to the NBA.
Great stuff, and it's truly a global game, just like you and I are global here on Sirius XM Channel 211. But real quickly, just have a great NBA All-Star game. I guess that's all I got time for. So for Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.